attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Friends from the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Oh, yes, good morning on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You're going to set it up on your home computer, but it's going to come to you via text to your mobile phone, so it doesn't have to be a smartphone. And you can plan everything you've got going on during the day. But what sets them apart from the rest of the herd is what Civil Dispatch is going to do for you, unbidden, based upon purely your locale. And that's going to be, they're going to tell you about the things you can't possibly plan for. That there's you probably are not even able to imagine. The terrorist attack, the flash flood, the earthquake, the tornado. The list goes on and on and on. Riots, whatever. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Over at Slate.com, they're running an article called Guns Kill Children, the Overwhelming Evidence that Pediatricians Are Right and the NRA Is Wrong. They use the usual misleading data set where, you know, teenage gangbangers are considered children to make this underlying point that guns are dangerous. Owning a gun puts you and yours in mortal peril. Their bottom line is being disarmed is safer than being armed. And, then up pops this story that's it's tragic. But it also seems to back up their anti-pistol premise. This coming from abcnews.go.com. The attack occurred after the Reverend Joseph Terra opened the kitchen door of the Mother Mercy Mission Rectory to investigate noises in a courtyard on Wednesday night, police said. An ex-con named Gary Michael Moran beat Reverend Terra with a metal rod, probably about the head. Badly injured, the 56-year-old Terra made it to his bedroom and retrieved his .357 caliber gun, was unable to fire before the attacker grabbed it, forced the priest to his knees and demanded money, according to court records. Terra soon blacked out. When he regained consciousness, the Reverend Kenneth Walker had been shot. Now, you can set aside the not unexpected fact that Moran was a violent ex-con with a rap sheet as long as the rod that he used to assault Reverend Terra. You can note also the unexpected fact that the good Reverend also had a .357 revolver. You can also note that he decided to investigate a noises at the back door without getting his gun first. He didn't carry it. So what you can expect to hear out of this is that somebody was killed with somebody's own gun. Hence, it would have been better if Reverend Terra didn't have a gun. In this case, maybe. In any case, maybe. Because a violent assault is usually chaotic, and it constantly evolves. There's lots of variables that come into play that you can't possibly get together, especially if you're on the defense, especially if you're hurt. So all you can do is look at the overall numbers and the odds and take your chances. And the survey says, according to Slate.com, you're better off with a gun. You're better off more with a gun than without. Given that even the lowest number of estimated defensive gun uses, 60,000, dwarfs the number of firearms-related homicides and suicides combined. You would have to twist them like a licorice stick to come to any other conclusion. But the antis do this all the time. From Slate, children from states where firearms are prevalent suffer from significantly higher rates of homicide, even after accounting for poverty, education, and urbanization. Crucially, these deaths are not offset by defensive gun use. As one study found, for every time a gun is used legally in self-defense at home, there are 4 unintentional shootings, 7 criminal assaults or homicides, and 11 attempted or completed suicides. A study of adolescents in California that found that there were 13 times as many threatening as self-defensive uses of guns. Of the defensive encounters, many arose in confrontations that became hostile because of the presence of a firearm. The study in question that they're citing here looked at the defensive gun uses in the home, specifically homes in Memphis, Tennessee, Seattle, Washington, and Galveston, Texas. And all of that is hardly middle America. The study only counted justifiable homicides in the home. Successful gun uses that didn't involve injury or death, though used legally in self-defense, didn't count. So once again, let's use the let's skew the data for the children. You're right to keep and bear arms. This is the thing that seems to escape them every time. Your right to keep and bear arms is a natural right. It's a civil right. It's a right that you're born with. It becomes part of your DNA, especially when you're born in America. Although that right hits every human being on the planet. They just have certain governments that are better at taking it away. It's about a lot of things that have nothing to do with number crunching. The number crunching is to show the easily influenced a different face to what actually happens. From hunting to fun, to self-protection, to the protection of others, to a defense against tyranny, to none of your doggone business. This much is true. You can't be shot with your own gun if you don't have one. But then again, not having a gun doesn't reduce your chances of being shot with someone else's gun or beaten to death by an ex-con who should never have been released from prison in the first place. A murderer, if you want to put it another way, a murderer doesn't need your gun to kill you. Now, you may need your gun to stop them, him, her, them. Carrying a concealed firearm helps prevent an illegal transfer when push comes to shove. Weapons retention training is also helpful. At the end of the day, you want to guarantee you're going to have to go buy a toaster. There's so many variables in play when you bring the gun up. If you go, in the case of the Reverend, I think he had great intentions when he went to get his pistol, probably to keep from being beaten anymore. And because he was injured before he could do anything about it, the gun was taken from him. I don't fault him for that. I've got questions. You hear suspicious noises here in the back of the rectory. Why would you go out there wanting to investigate it without something to defend yourself with? Are you a master of kung fu? Are you a warrior priest? Are you just a regular guy that's a reverend that should have been carrying his gun when he went to the back door? So, yes, I carry a gun everywhere I go. I know it is not a guarantee that that's going to save my life, but I know that I have a tool. I've added a tool to my set of survival tricks. But to those that would get out there and save us from ourselves by disarming us, forget about it. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. If you go out and train, whether maybe you go out in your backyard and you live on a lot where you can just shoot to your heart's content, or if you go to training classes, everybody that I know, especially with a semi-automatic pistol, or in some cases, even a semi-automatic rifle. If you do that long enough, eventually you're going to have a magazine that is going to malfunction. Maybe the feed lips go bad, or it's just not working. The sucker just does. It always has a stoppage. Maybe it doesn't lock the slide back. And I've known people that will set them up on a nice little pedestal and just shoot them. Just shoot the magazine. because they don't want to have bad magazines. However, when you train, see, training to shoot, that's a perishable skill, yes, and you do have to practice that. If you really want to be good at it, that's something you have to do on a fairly regular basis. But one thing that in every class that I take, you know, we'll start out shooting, and then we get to the part of the malfunctions, and then the snap caps get handed out. And then we load one and load three or four good rounds and then another one. And then we're practicing our malfunctions. And we do that for about a half an hour. And then we move on to something else. So what I'm going to start doing is I'm going to mark my bad magazines, maybe with a Sharpie of some sort. And I'm going to incorporate those into my training regimen on purpose. It's fine to train with snap caps. I would, as a matter of fact, it's anything that you can do to simulate a malfunction is good. And then I'm going to start timing myself. I'm going to be trying to beat a clock, and I'm going to program malfunctions in there. If I could figure out a way for somebody to be downrange shooting something non-lethal at me, I would do that too. The only problem is they're downrange where I'm shooting something lethal. So I can't do that. Take the magazines and mark them so that you don't accidentally carry these in a self-defense situation, okay? Training is one thing, carrying for self-defense is another. So you want, when you're out there carrying your gun in self-defense, you want your cream of the crop for your magazine, ammunition, feeding devices with you. But practicing, you know, the old adage, practice, practice, practice. If you're carrying a gun in self-defense, guess what? Part of your daily job involves carrying a firearm if you've decided to carry it for self-defense. There's a lot of other things you can work on, of course, you know, offhand, one hand failure, one hand switching to the other hand failure, all that other stuff. But if you go to the range alone, the unexpected, you know, in some of the classes where I train with snap caps, they load the magazine. So I have no idea where the snap cap is going to be. And you can't shoot. You don't really want to train shooting going, when is the snap cap going to pop up and when do I have to do this? You want to shoot and then go into remedial action as soon as something bad happens with that. But if you deploy the bad magazine, you know, the one that sometimes jams the gun up and the one that sometimes doesn't pop the next round into the chamber, or the one that refuses to fully deliver that round and leaves the gun almost out of battery, just a little bit. This brings the unexpected into your training regimen, which is perfect. Because stoppages occur, malfunctions occur unexpectedly in the field. Now, I don't have any, most of my AR magazines are relatively new, so I don't have any of those. And I only have a few Glock magazines that do that. Every other magazine I've got doesn't do it. But I'm going to go looking for some. I'm going to try to find some bad Glock. I've got some first-gen Glock mags, for example, that they didn't have the metal inserts, so they expand. They have the polymer inserts, so they expand. And when they're loaded, well, first of all, you have a bear of a time getting them to seat because they expand. They're wider than before when they were loaded. I might incorporate them. But when you're training to shoot at somebody in self-defense, well, then, follow Murphy's Law. You know, in this particular case, Murphy's Law would be that you experience an equipment failure at a very inopportune time. But you don't, not training to deal with malfunctions means that you're going to be completely taken by surprise if it ever happens. And I don't care how many thousands of times your gun is fired. Even people with revolvers will hit a bad round with a striker. It's not because they had a light strike. It's because something may be wrong with the round. It might have a bad primer in it. So nobody's immune from this. You might, you know, the bad magazines that you may have, they may be more valuable than a good one in training, because you're training to do something that has to be done. It has to be done rapidly. And it has to be done with some things going along with it. First of all, if you're working on a malfunction, if all of a sudden you don't go into battery, if you got a stovepipe jam, whatever it may be, you don't just stand there and rack that slide back and try to work it to where it goes back into battery. You better be moving. You better be spinning. You better be going to cover. You better be doing something. Because if you're standing there working on your gun, and you're just standing there, you're sort of looking like a silhouette target to the guy downrange from you. So with your bad magazines, it's quite okay to go ahead and show them a little love. My next subject, I've never heard of this cat. His name is Ron Chirosh. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. And he's out of Toronto. He's a psychiatrist. And Ron is known for his absurd newspaper op-eds and letters to the editor in Toronto. Now, some of the stuff that he writes would probably be fairly amusing if it wasn't so out to lunch. He claims that all gun violence could be eradicated by taking guns away from responsible gun owners with more legislation. What this is you've got a psych professional that's saying and advocating that sanity can be legislated. I think we ought to form a little group where we go around finding people like him who purport to be a professional in the area of psychiatry, for example, and put a sticker up on his door saying, "Be treated here at your own risk." Well, we'll pay more attention to Mr. Chirosh when we get back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking about Ron Sharash. He's a Toronto psychiatrist whose anti-gun is the day is long. And I'm getting sort of tired of these authority figures getting out there and not being challenged whenever they make certain statements. And he falls in that. He's in the same category as Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bateman and a few others out there that cloak themselves in their doctor title or their military rank or something and get out there and make a statement and make sure that you understand what their qualifications and degrees are in. And then he's been writing about the recent Moncton rampage shooter that shot the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. He's convicted the person who stands accused in Moncton, and he's diagnosed the accused as paranoid based merely on news reports and a Facebook page that anyone could have written. I like to read about profilers, you know, the kind of guys that will get in there and look at a big body of evidence, okay? And then they'll tell you that it's probably a dude that's between the age of 20 and 35 that parts his hair on the left side, he uses Brill Cream. He probably gets his fingernails manicured, and he uses a Febreze air freshener in his car, which probably has a bald tire on the right front. And then they go out and find a guy, and he's almost identical to what they described. I find that fascinating. But they're not making, the profilers are making a physical characteristic description of who to look for. They're not getting out there and making a mental health evaluation of him. So here you have a psychiatrist who makes a long-distance diagnosis and then professes that he is guilty without a trial. Without seeing any of the evidence, he's decided he's guilty. Now, responsible psychiatrists, first of all, you don't know any of them because they don't make stupid statements. And then two, they require a little more personal interaction before offering a diagnosis as complex as paranoia. Then he goes a little further and paints all gun owners as having mental health illness potential too. Here's something he wrote to a newspaper. The paranoid Justin Baroque, a rebel without a cause, feared and loathed the Russians. But like his predecessor, mass killer Mark Garpy Lapine, he might just as well have hated women or Muslims or Sikhs or Jews or blacks or gays. We can't really know how many more there are like him among the community of legal gun owners. Actually, he may have been one of the many granted an amnesty by Harper for failing to register all of his weapons or even renew his gun licenses. Oh, gosh. I wonder if any of his patients read what he writes. And there's a lot of irresponsibility here. First of all, Dr. Shirosh should be brought before whatever tribunal judges this in Canada and thrown out for malpractice. And the Toronto Star, their editorial staff should be pilloried for allowing his half-baked conclusions to get thrust upon an unsuspecting public that's buying the paper. Now, the Toronto Star is an anti-gun rag, so the fact that Sirach is their partner in deceit is nothing like, you know, it's not like a surprise to anybody. He's sort of like the guy in the Crest commercials or the Colgate commercials in the white lab coat that's giving you the testimonials as to why this toothpaste gets your teeth whiter. You know, the actor. That's not some lab tech. That's a paid actor. If you read some of his op-eds, and his name is spelled C-H-A-R-A-C-H. Ron Sirach. You're gonna trip into something that's both fantastical and fanatical, and it's meeting all together with him. The Toronto Star has managed to morph the anti-gun phrase "if it saves just one life" into "if it fools just one reader." I'm going to start doing something, too. I just want to see where this takes me. I'm going to start watching. I don't watch media. I don't watch the news. I'm going to start watching the news, though. And every time I see them make a misstatement or allow something that is factually flawed to get out about guns, I'm going to call them. They all have a comment line. I'm going to leave them a comment. And what's that going to do? Probably nothing. But I get out here constantly and say these things should not go unchallenged. And I'm not challenging them. I need to challenge them. So this means I've got to start watching television. Goodness. There's a company out of Oklahoma called Protect. And what they have done They've come out with a bullet-resistant blanket. And their business is booming. It's called the Bodyguard Blanket. It's to keep children safe from high-speed debris flying through the air from the tornadoes that frequently hit the state. Many parents now are wanting to use this as armor against bullets. And, of course, some of the people that protect are just feeding into this. The government is not going to do anything in law about guns, and there's nothing else out there to protect the children, said Stan Schoen, who developed or helped develop the blanket. It is a 7.9-millimeter pad made from bullet-resistant materials that can be folded and strapped on the back and then unfurled to hide under in emergency situations. The blankets are cost $1,000. Now, if you look at a picture of these children underneath the blankets, they look like a short gym mat. And both of their sides are exposed. And depending on how small the child is or how flexible the child is, their front is exposed. So you have one side, and you're facing away because you're. This is just like duck, hide, and cover during the nuclear age. So if they're going to use them, and these kids are all lined up in a row, too. This is the stupidest passive defense I've ever seen in my life. Instead of doing something like moving or deploying an emergency, you know, you can buy a little emergency glass hammer at a car wash for $5. The teacher could go pop a window out, maybe pop two windows out, get the kids out, let them just run. Get them out of the building because the spree shooter's in the building. Instead of doing that, they're spending $1,000 a head on these bullet-resistant blankets. Bullet-resistant doesn't mean bullet-proof. And this is the stupidest default sense of security I've ever seen in my life. If your child is of an age where they're mobile and can think for themselves and understand when trouble's happening, buy them an emergency hammer like the EMS crews have, and show them, take them somewhere and show them how to use it. Let them break some glass. Show them how to throw something over the edge that they can, you know, roll over and get out of the way and tell them to run. Even people that wear plate carriers with level 4 plates are not going to stand there and just take rounds in. Well, it's bullet resistant. That's there to give you a chance to shoot back. It's not there to save anything. Duck and cover. The company declines to provide sales figures, but this was another thing that came up after Sandy Hook. First we had the whiteboards, and now we got the duck and cover blankets. How about letting the teacher carry a gun? How about that? Maybe that's not a bad idea, huh? We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. In the run-up to the legislation that became law in Colorado, the Colorado Bureau of Investigation put out some figures on what they believe to be the numbers of private sales that they wanted to regulate with a background check. Well, in practice, it turned out to be a little less than half that. And this revelation shines a new light on the debate over repealing the law, which gun control supporters had previously heralded as a success. Their false tally that they put forth, and you know what? I understand how that came about. In my state, we have the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, and they're the ones that regulate the concealed carry permits. And the whole time they've been doing it, they've been headed by somebody who's anti-gun. So, you know, they say it takes 90 days to process that, and it does. It takes 90 days for whatever reason. They try to increase the price of the concealed carry permit filing fee here in South Carolina. South Carolina is not a pro-gun red state, okay? My state senator doesn't think the Second Amendment means you can carry a gun. And he's a Republican. So, I understand this Colorado Bureau of Investigation. They apparently don't like people having guns. So they went along with the narrative. So the false tally is newsworthy all by itself. However, the Post reminds readers of something that applies to the gun control debate generally. And that's the irrationality of some people that Second Amendment supporters are up against in their ongoing effort. The co-sponsor of the bill, the background check law, State Representative Rhonda Fields, has repeatedly said that the incursion on Second Amendment rights is justified if it prevents even one prohibited person from acquiring a firearm. However, where was there evidence that this was happening in abundance in Colorado before? This is what irritates me about anything they propose on this, because you are pro-gun, you the people that are pro-gun, in Colorado, for example, you had to go out and prove your innocence against a charge that never existed, and they passed a law about it anyway. The "if it prevents even one" phraseology is familiar to all of you who follow the gun control debate. When Obama was campaigning for it, he said, if there's even one thing we can do, if there's just one life we can save, we've got an obligation to try. You could save a whole lot of lives, Mr. President, if you were to get out there and tell your attorney general that we need to take a very hard look at the militarization of America's police departments and the way they're being trained. How they roll in all kinds of lethal and stuff when they're serving a warrant over music piracy. Suspected music piracy, I might add. Of course, Joe Biden agreed. He said, even if what we do only saves one life, it makes sense. That's not logical. Because they completely dismiss any potential good that might come from the action being restricted or prohibited. This might be true, it would be true, even if the right to bear arms was not a fundamental individual right protected by the Bill of Rights, and could thus be subject only to a cost-benefit analysis. A valid cost-benefit analysis, not some drummed-up, jerry-picked, messed up, conflated group of stats put together, a valid cost-benefit analysis performed on a gun control proposal would have to consider not only the number of lives possibly saved by the restriction, but the number of lives possibly cost because crime victims did not have arms when and where they needed them, among other potential costs. What are you talking about, Bill? Okay, let me tell you what I'm talking about. Amanda Collins, young lady, you know, the one in school that was raped in the parking lot, who had a concealed carry permit, who had martial arts training, who probably, I'm almost 99.9% sure she could have brought her gun to bear when the serial rapist jumped on top of her. If she had killed him that night, he would not have gone on to rape two more women and then graduate to murder. The lack of a weapon in her hands that night, in young Amanda's hands, caused two more sexual assaults and one murder. My conclusion from that one sample is that gun restrictions kill innocent people. Anti-gun politicians know this. But they use the "if it stops just one" rhetoric anyway because it appeals to people who simply want to believe that guns have only negative uses. Now, that viewpoint offers support for any and every gun control measure, including a complete ban on the private possession of firearms. Wherever it begins, that thinking can only lead to an endless succession of additional infringements. And these are the extremists among gun control supporters. Most of your regular gun control supporters simply believe the narrative. They simply believe that the gun has some mystical quality that when you obtain it, all of a sudden you hear the voices. Which means I'm not tuning in, apparently. And most of the people I know, they're not tuning in either. They look at, you know... I can't wait for my guns to get scarred up or anything. If there were going to be voices the way I treat them, they'd be screaming. These extremists can dismiss you or me or anyone that disagrees with them, and they fixate upon a day when they can bring about the complete destruction of the Second Amendment with extreme prejudice. There's no thought into the cause or why offenders do this. Mental health is not looked at to any degree. Unless you can turn it into a mental illness that you want to own a gun. So there's no negotiation with these people. The only thing we have that we need to possibly look at is the complete eradication of that mindset. We are a very impressive voting bloc. Huge. And we can influence a lot of things if we simply coalesce, if we simply, you know, get back, regroup, decide what the common goal is, and then go and do it. That doesn't sound like much, but it that's probably sort of a tall drink of water there, but I believe it's doable. But it's going to take some effort. And that's okay, because anything worth doing is worth doing, even if it's hard. Coming up in the third hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Linda Langeman. And we're going to discuss psychotropic drug compounds. We're going to discuss SSRIs. We're going to discuss the common denominator in all of these mass killings that are not on the rise. But we're going to discuss where they came from, why they're prescribed. Maybe we can find out why they're not banned. That would be stunning as well. That's coming up in the third hour. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to kick off with, is it really necessary for you to carry a gun every day? We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.